Years ago, Richard and I used to think higher ed institutions were the best in class when it came to major gift fundraising. I mean, look at all those billion-dollar campaigns, right? But then we started looking at the data, and the data doesn't lie. What we found was donor and alumni value attrition actually higher than most nonprofits. We found MGOs who had caseloads over 300 donors, essentially none of them qualified. In today's podcast, Richard and I discuss the sad state of major gift fundraising at universities. We tell some stories from major gift officers, and then we come up with some very solid recommendations on how universities can turn it around and start building real relationships with alumni and donors. Because if they did, they would create stronger relationships and much more revenue for the college or university they love so much.
Welcome to the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group, featuring Richard Perry and Jeff Schreifels. Twice a month, we bring you the latest and best thinking about major gift fundraising, so you can develop authentic relationships with your major donors. Here are your hosts, Richard and Jeff.
Thank you for joining us today. Richard, I want to get right into this because today we're going to discuss university major gift fundraising.
That is a huge topic. Huge topic.
Now, in the nonprofit community, it's discussed all the time. Gosh, if we only had a major gift program like higher ed's major gifts, we'd be doing so much better.
I know.
It's like the envy.
Well, we used to think about like that way years and years ago.
Until we
did all the analysis.
So they think of that because, you know, universities, they got these big budgets, teams of researchers, huge number of adoring alumni and donors.
Billion-dollar campaigns.
Yeah, billion-dollar campaigns. So, and then you read in the nonprofit industry news, all these big, massive gifts that are coming to the, you know, these different universities, sort of like, wow, they must be doing great. But I have to tell you, major gift programs at these universities are not as great as you think they are.
I know. It's really interesting. And before we actually get into the fundraising side, I mean, here's another interesting thing about the whole university or higher ed fundraising thing. Is what we've discovered in our analysis is this is generally known. There's low participation rate and low engagement rate.
Yeah,
I mean, this is generally known in the industry, in the educational world. So we got to studying like, well, now why is that? Why is that happening? And what we discovered is that there's two systems that are happening in these institutions. The first system is you have the whole system that's happening when the student is actually there at the university. So from freshman to senior, you know, student services or whatever, you know, whatever that organization is talking to these students.
Right.
And then when they graduate, then the alumni association takes over. Now, these two systems do not talk to each other. And so what happens, and this is so interesting to me, Jeff, because like when you're thinking about an individual, So take Anne here. Here's Anne. She comes into X University as a freshman. What should be happening with Anne is, look, let's start educating you about why this university is an important value to you and as you're processing your career and your life and et cetera. Mm-hmm. And let's start talking about philanthropy. And let's start talking about being involved. Now, it's true, students don't have a bunch of money.
No.
They don't.
No.
But they do have a heart. Let's start identifying what their passions and interests in, which may change. And then as they move across the line from being a student to being an alumni, let's have a transition that goes on. And then you have that data record. In fact, one university that we're working with has actually puts this system in place so that you're tracking what's going on with the student. And when that student crosses over into the alumni status, you have a database that says, here's the passions and interests, here's the involvement thing. I guarantee you the whole engagement and the participation rates are going to be a lot higher for this university, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years from now.
And then 20, 30 years from then.
It's going to be amazing.
It will.
Yeah. So not having that system. So I think your point at the beginning was, well, it's not going that great.
Yeah.
And the proof of it that everybody knows is the low participation rates, right, and low engagement rates. I mean, they're horrible.
Right.
In terms of
so start early.
Start early, develop a system that talks to them when they're students and moves through their life with the institution. So I mean that would that's one thing that could be repaired.
The other one that I see is that all the fundraising has nothing to do with the donor and their passion and interests. It's all about the university pushing some kind of campaign or a project that they may not even have any idea that the donor has no, you know, passion for at all.
I know, it's very transactional.
It's all transactional. Mm-hmm. It's like, just get me the money. And then there's this whole thing. Well, the bigger thing to me is there's no qualifying of a donor or alumni.
Yes.
It's just like, here's what happens. Just recently happened. I was at a breakfast with a bunch of university MGOs.
And this is a big university.
Big university.
It's just not some.
And so I just said to them, like, what are some of your challenges? And they said, well, I was given 300 donors and I was told I had to get $5 million.
You're kidding.
No. All of them were nodding their heads. Yeah, that's our system. This is a major, major university that's bringing in millions, but could be doing so much better. And so they get 300 donors and they said this, Jeff, you're not, most of them don't even want to talk to me.
Well, you and I know that.
It's because they're not qualified.
Exactly.
No one's reached out to see, do they really want a relationship? They've only done this because they're saying they've met a metric on a wealth indicator metric.
Right.
So they put them in this group and say, here you go. And we know that only 1 in 3 donors really want a relationship. So they're talking with people.
To like that 300, 200 of them will not want to talk to them.
So they're doing that. And then they said, hey, the other problem is we're being evaluated on all these metrics like face-to-face, number of phone calls. And so I got these 300 donors that don't want to talk to me. By the end of the month, I'm just trying to get a meeting with anyone just so I can meet a metric with that. So here's these two major problems. They're not qualified.
Mm-hmm.
There's all this pressure to bring the 5 million in. And they're just like down.
Oh.
And here's the thing. These major gift officers love that university.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are alumni themselves, but they have fallen in love with the mission, the different colleges, what that university stands for. So they love them. That's not the problem.
And it's a great institution.
The problem is that there's no understanding of how to do major gifts right. It's just like, get the money. Don't care about the donor or the alumni. Just get the money.
Well, here's the other interesting thing, Jeff, is, and you and I have experienced this. I remember working with a major East Coast university. This is a major one. And we went in there and looked at did the analysis. And I said, now, what is your... What's the metric? What qualifies a donor to become a major donor?
Yeah.
And that you'll pay attention to? They said, well, $25,000. I said, what? Yeah. If they can give $25,000 or they have given $25,000, then we pay attention to them. Otherwise, they're over in this other system.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, you and I know from doing this for years that there is a whole host of major donors underneath that,
yes,
that number, down in the 10, 5,000, even 1,000, that are just sitting there.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, not participating because we're not talking to them.
Well, a couple of years ago, you remember, we worked with this one university, their threshold was 50,000.
Yep.
And so we're saying, okay, you're missing out on a ton of donors here. And so we went down to just the $10,000 level and started cultivating.
Which is still really high.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But for them, it was like, are you kidding? So we said, okay, we trust that you guys know what you're doing. They started building caseloads starting at that level.
Mm-hmm.
And those donors started giving $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 gifts because finally someone was talking to them.
Exactly.
Before, they were just in their quote unquote annual program.
Yes. Well,
so they were thrown in that program because they didn't reach that threshold yet. yet there are these donors that they just wanted to give.
I know.
No one ever asked them.
Well, and I'm not going to rant on the annual thing. Listen to the podcast. We have a podcast on the on the word annual, which is just like death to a nonprofit. So listen to that one so you can get our point of view. But that is an interesting thing too, is there's all these donors that are missing. And then this huge emphasis on wealth ratings.
And wealth ratings.
And then meeting metrics instead of like paying attention to the donor themselves and developing that. And then there's a lack of oversight and management. I mean,
totally.
It's like you said, here's the donors, go get the money. And by the way, just meet these metrics.
So at that same breakfast that I was telling you about, one of them was talking about, they were from another university. And they said, my manager is not even on site. Like my manager somewhere. I maybe meet with that person once every couple months. Wow. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding.
Right.
It's like, he has no idea what I do every day. None. Yet, if I don't get the number, then I'm in trouble.
Exactly. So what's the solution here, Jeff? I mean, what's the solution? I mean, let me say, I think first of all, let's not have these two systems. So
that's the first thing.
But that's a huge thing to change.
Because universities are like government, you know, moving them to do something.
Yeah. Create one system that covers the student from the time they start as a freshman and then they graduate. One system.
Yeah.
And think about this philanthropy.
Yeah.
And bonding to the institution. So, I mean, that might be the first point.
I think the solution is understanding that you have to have the proper structure, mm-hmm. which we know you've got to qualify. Gosh, if they could just qualify.
Yeah. Not all donors want to talk to you. Doesn't matter if they graduated or not.
That would solve a lot of the problem.
Exactly.
Qualify these donors.
Right.
Have them qualify caseloads. There needs to be an emphasis on building relationships to understand the donor and the alumni's passion and interest.
Yeah.
Not what you got going.
Yeah.
But what are they passionate about?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you'll find something within that university that they will be passionate about.
Yes, exactly.
And then that overall structure, besides the qualifying, having a plan for every donor.
Goal.
Having a goal.
Yeah.
Tiering your donors. Knowing exactly the roadmap for the year, what you're going to do with that donor.
Yes.
I mean, that will change everything.
It will. Then having a strong pipeline.
Yeah. Mid-level, having a strong alumni program, talking to that person like we said before they're an alumni, and then have an overall value on the long term,
yes.
which these universities don't. It's all about getting the money now or for that campaign, not about the donor. So,
you and I really do believe, and our team believe that we could substantially change the participation rate and the engagement rate of alumni if these institutions adopted these principles that we've just gone over. You just do that, it would be a whole new and different day.
And the reason we say that is because the university that we've worked with and have put this together are flourishing.
Exactly.
I mean, some of our biggest advocates are the people that work with us at universities mm-hmm. because they saw the difference. I mean, just one university in 18 months, Richard, added another $10 million because they put the structure into place.
There you go.
I mean, she's beside herself, but she said this, the manager said this after we were done working with him, she said, not only did by adopting the Veritas way of major gifts work for us, not only did we bring in an extra $10 million, but I myself became a better manager.
There you go.
And understood how to manage those major gift officers by using this structure.
What an impact. An impact this woman's is having and going to have because of the change. So I mean, this is how we can change if you're working in the university system, apply some of these principles.
Exactly.
It'll change everything for you.
And hey, if you need some help, we have some free resources for mm-hmm. you. I mean, we have a ton of them. We'd want you to go to veritasgroup.com, go click on our download button. And there you'll see over 20 white papers on how to do major gifts right. All kinds of different subjects around major gifts. Build a structure, a marketing impact chart, how to put plans together. Everything is in there for you. Just go to www.veritasgroup.com. So thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much.
And we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us for the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group. Richard and Jeff also write an ongoing blog that you can subscribe to for free at veritasgroup.com. Please join us again next time.